it was. This is NZOTR. My name's Tom, and I'm in Greer. Go ahead.
Hey, roger that, Tom. This is Earl, KK4HXB, over here in big city of TR.
You got a great signal. It's just that you're overdriving the microphone. I don't know if you're running the power mic or what, but the deviation's way too high. Or if you want to call it modulation, call it that. But you understand what I mean.
No, roger that. Yeah, this is, I got this Yaesu in my Jeep, and I come out here to start it up to let the battery charge, because I got so many cars, I just have to start them up every day to keep the batteries up. And I'm just out here wanting to make sure this old radio's working.
Well, it's doing a fine job. I think even if you just backed off the mic a little bit, that last transmission was great. And I was sitting here eating a little bit, so I'm a little bit hoarse. But you're doing a fine job, Earl. I have a truck that I don't drive much, so I went down to Harbor Freight and bought what they call a float charger, and they're very cheap. And never had a problem since, and I just leave it on there when I'm not driving it.
Oh, roger that. Matter of fact, thank you for the info. I think I might have to do that tomorrow. Like I said, but I got them on my motorcycles. I go in trickle chargers, I think that's what they call them. But yeah, I might do that, put them on all the cars.
Well, Earl, ironically, there's a difference between a trickle charger and a float charger. Without going into it, a float charger is better on the battery. It just doesn't sit there and keep trickling the charge to it. When it's just like a big wall wart, and you just plug it into, it's got a little plug on the end of it. I just hooked it directly to my battery and ran the cable out my grill, and I just plug it in whenever I come back home. And the float charger is better for an application like that than a trickle charger. And again, their price is much better, too.
Oh, roger that. Thanks for the info. Matter of fact, I might go tomorrow. I need to get out of the house. They scheduled me for back surgery on the 3rd of July, and they don't want me to do nothing. I'm only allowed to stand for 10 minutes at a time, and when I ain't in a wheelchair, I'm on a cane. So I'm just, the wife won't let me do nothing, roger that.
I understand that. My wife had back surgery years ago, and then recently she had an epidural last week back there. So you take care of yourself. That back surgery is nothing to mess around with. Do what the doctor says, Earl. Well, I'll let you go, and you got a great signal. No problem there. This is N0TR, Tom, in Greer.
Roger that. KK4HXB, Earl and Travers Rest, I'll be on the side. I'm going to get on the net tonight and see if I can't talk to you guys. So I'll talk to you guys on the net tonight.
73's Earl. It's N0TR, clear.